Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the midst of all the parties and presents that come with the holiday season, many people struggle with how to help people who are less fortunate. It's thought that about a third of all charitable giving happens in the last 3 months of the year. But how do you handle that person who's panhandling at the intersection or the homeless people that you see regularly? Should you give them money, or does that just perpetuate some of their problems? Amy Costello covers philanthropy and nonprofits on her podcast Tiny Spark and delves into the debate.
Anthony Ruffin says these days it's easy to feel grateful.
We know we're fortunate to be in a car, to be walking to a job, to have clothes on our backs, and we're not living in a tent. We're thankful that we have kids and our kids are going to college. We're very thankful for that.
Ruffin is a case manager working with the chronically homeless on Skid Row, an area of downtown Los Angeles that contains one of the largest populations of homeless people in the country, thousands of them. Ruffin says people in L.A. tend to be generous.
And they just give from their hearts all the time to homeless people. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I just think that's just our kindness for each other.
During his 18 years working with the homeless, Ruffin has seen many of them put money they get from strangers to good use.
I've seen people eat with the money. I've seen people go buy jackets with the money. I see people go buy a tent with the money. That's why I give, because I've seen it personally, what happens with that money.
Ruffin acknowledges that our contributions can be used to buy alcohol and other drugs. Many would-be donors are concerned about that. Substance abuse is much higher among the homeless than the general population. So what if our spare change is fueling someone's addiction?
We've lost people through overdoses for whom most of their income has come via the public.
Jeremy Swain leads Thamesreach, London's biggest homeless charity.
We put out sometimes this very stark message, which is that your kindness can kill, which absolutely isn't the same as saying to the public, please do give money to people who have been homeless, but do it at the right time, at the right point, and in a way that can help people make progress away from homelessness rather than them keeping them trapped on the streets and at risk.
Swain says our holiday-fueled generosity makes this time of year especially hard for him and his staff, who are trying to help addicts in their recovery from drugs and alcohol.
We get through Christmas with a sense of immense relief if coming out the other end, we've got everybody through safely. But sometimes we feel like we're rowing hard against the onrushing waves of public kindness, rather than feeling that people we're working with are catching those waves and are being drawn onto a better life.
When I was on the streets homeless and I was addicted to drugs, the people that gave me money saved my life, even though I went and used drugs.
Mark Horvath is a former television producer who wound up homeless. He says he lived in shelters for 7 years in Los Angeles.
If I didn't use drugs, I would have got dope sick. And if I got dope sick, I'd be vulnerable. And if I'm vulnerable, I could be mugged. And I might not even be here talking to you today.
Horvath says he's been sober for 22 years now, and he's the founder of Invisible People, a Los Angeles nonprofit that produces videos of homeless people as a way to shatter stereotypes and shift our perceptions about the problem. Horvath says we shouldn't worry too much about what desperate people are going to do with our spare change. Sure, maybe they'll use it to numb their pain, but...
If you're going to the bathroom behind a McDonald's dumpster, life sucks. Might as well have a beer. And I'm not advocating for drinking and using. I'm just trying to put it in perspective. The soccer mom's hitting the bottle. The lawyer's hitting the pipe. The postman's taking a few pills to get through the day. You know, your brother-in-law's drinking a case of beer every day. That's okay. But the guy or the girl going to the bathroom outside, I'm just saying put it in perspective. And yes, if somebody is in desperate need of money, yeah, you're helping them by giving them money.
Even though the advocates we spoke to may disagree on whether you should give cash to folks you see on the street, all of them agree that there are ways you can have more impact. Here's Los Angeles caseworker Anthony Ruffin again.
If you feel compelled to give, give to a nonprofit organization that works with homeless people. Volunteer. You can give a lot of different ways. Check out the nonprofit organizations in your neighborhood or close to you and see what they're doing. See what they're doing and see what they're trying to do. They're doing something that you like, give to them.
And there's a good chance those nonprofits are more stretched than ever. This month, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development reported that the number of homeless people in America is growing for the first time since 2010. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Costello.